USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today dealing with President Biden's student debt relief program. Nebraska Solicitor General James Campbell argued on behalf of the six states suing the administration.
After many failed legislative efforts, the secretary seeks to write off nearly $500 billion in loans for over 40 million borrowers. No statute authorizes this sweeping action.
He said the administration is attempting to bypass Congress. Not so fast, says the White House.
We're confident in our legal authority, which is why we've taken the case all the way to the Supreme Court.
That's Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton. The High Court may not have a ruling until June. A federal agency has been hit with a ransomware attack. The attack on the U.S. Marshals Service is being called a major security breach. Hackers were able to gain access to a system containing sensitive information, including data on fugitives. The attack did not compromise any data on people in the Witness Protection Program. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says defense spending cuts should not be part of any negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. McConnell warning his fellow Republicans that threats against the U.S. are real and growing.
The defense budget ought to reflect the nature of the threat. We have not only Russia and Ukraine, which we've generally done in supplementals, but we have the ongoing challenge of meeting China in the future.
McConnell went on to say that the discussion should actually be about raising the defense budget. House Republicans have said they won't raise the debt limit unless there are cuts to federal spending. Well, YouTube may not be the place to turn for medical advice. Researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston say they discovered an alarming amount of misinformation in YouTube videos about sleep disorders. The lead researcher says health information is more nuanced and detailed than what can be squished into a short YouTube video. This is USA News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
President Biden is nominating Deputy Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to become the next Secretary of Labor. If she's confirmed, Hsu would replace Marty Walsh, who's leaving the administration to work for the NHL Players Association. Hsu has served as Deputy Secretary since 2021. She also served as California's Labor Commissioner. A new report from Lending Club says a majority of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. The report shows 60% of all U.S. adults are living that way. That is down slightly from last year, in spite of inflation. The report shows that many Americans adjusted their spending to better manage their cash flow. Wall Street is closing lower to end a rough month. All three major indexes posted February declines. The Lakers may lose LeBron James for a few weeks.
The Lakers might be losing LeBron James at a key point in the season. The Athletic reports James is expected to miss multiple weeks due to a right foot injury. James suffered the injury in the third quarter of Sunday's win over the Dallas Mavericks, but stayed in the game and played through it. The 38-year-old forward will reportedly require multiple opinions on the right foot. I'm Julio Flores.
The debut of LIV Golf on the CW came in at less than par. The network's first broadcast of the Saudi-backed Golf League brought in just over 288,000 viewers. That's compared to last weekend's PGA event, which averaged 2 million viewers. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.